This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. Al-Hakim rahimahullah reported in his Mustadrak that al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha akhadha matja'ahu min al-layl, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lay down to sleep in the night, he would say, Bismillah, wada'tu jambi. In the name of Allah, I lay my side. Allahumma ghafir li dhanbi, wakhsa' shaytani. O Allah, forgive my sin and suppress my shaytan. Wafukka rihani, and set me free. Wathaqqil mizani, and make my scale on the day of judgment heavy. وَجَعَلْنِي فِي النَّدَى الْأَعْلَى يعني في الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى and grant me to be in the highest rank in Jannah. That's something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to ask. And as Imam al-Manawi rahimahullah said, this is one of the most amazing dua of the Prophet, prophetic prayers, because it combined between all type of goodness in this life and next. In this life and next. This part of there is one part of this hadith that I want to pick and I want to build my talk tonight about, today about, which is qawlu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's praying and asking Allah in a regular base every night before he goes to sleep, thaqqil mizani, make my skill on the day of judgment heavy. Yes, this is something should have been an issue of concern for each and every one of us. How can I make sure that the skill of my deeds in the day of judgment will be something heavy, not something light? All our deeds will be weighted in the day of judgment. And Umar radiallahu anhu ardhah qal, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أنفسكم قبل أن تزنوا. Umar radiallahu anhu said, hold yourself accountable before you will be held accountable by Allah. And weight yourself and your deeds before your deeds, and you will be weighted in the day of judgment. Aisha radiallahu anha ذكرت النار يوما فبكت. والحديث في سنن أبي داود قال العراقي وإسناده جيد وإن تكلم بعض الحفاظ على أو بعض العلماء على صحته لكنه من الأحاديث التي تروى في هذا الباب والتي جودها كثير من العلماء. It is a narration that Abu Dawood said that Aisha radiallahu anha once she was thinking about the hellfire. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني mentioned, the believers, when they think of the akhirah, their tears comes near. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها فبكيت. I was in tears. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يبكيكي. قال ذكرت النار فبكيت. I was thinking about the hellfire and my tears came down. And that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife. And not only a wife, she's Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. ثم قالت يا رسول الله هل تذكرون أهليكم يوم القيامة؟ Would you, يا رسول الله, think of your family in the day of judgment? In the day of judgment, would you remember me and your family members? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أما في ثلاث مواطن فَلَا يَذْكُرُ أَحَدٌ أَحَدًا. There is a three stations in the day of judgment, in three areas, in three times in the day of judgment, no one will think of anyone. قَالَتْ عِنْدَ الْمِيزَانِ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَيَخِفَّ مِيزَانُهُ أَمْ يَثْقُلْ. When your deeds are weighted, you don't know which side will go down. Which one will be heavy and which one will be light? Then she said, وَعِنْدَ الْكِتَابِ حِينَ يُقَالُ هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَيْنَ يَقَعُ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِهِ أَمْ بِشِمَالِهِ. When the books will be passed. And you don't know, you will take it with the right hand or the left hand. وَعِنْدَ الصِّرَاطِ إِذَا وُضِعَ بَيْنَ ظَهْرَي جَهَنَّمْ. And when the bridge is stretched and put above the hellfire, and people ask to cross. These are three areas where nobody think of anyone. And another narration, قَالْ لَا يَذْكُرُ حَبِيبٌ حَبِيبًا. Even you will not remember your loved ones at that point. No family, no children, no one. This is a very serious time, the time of waiting your deeds. Another incident, just to make you think how the Sahaba think about how serious this day is. Anas radiallahu anhu arda'ah, قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يشفع لي يوم القيامة فقال إني فاعل. يا رسول الله, I ask you to intercede for me in the day of judgment. Then النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I would, I will إن شاء الله. Then Anas رضي الله عنه قال فأين أطلبك. Where should I look for you? You can think how many people will be in the day of judgment. How would you? Yani, maybe the Prophet can locate me, but where? I'm the one who will need that. Where will I find you? Where you will be in the day of judgment? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اطلبني على الصراط. You will find me at the الصراط, the bridge that above the hellfire. So ask me then to make sure that you cross safe. قَالَ فَإِنْ لَمْ أَجِدُكَ. What if I don't make it all the way there? What if I don't find you? فَقَالَ اطْلُبْنِي عِنْدَ الْمِيزَانِ. You will find me at the scale, where the scale is, when your deeds are weighted. قَالَ فَإِنْ لَمْ أَجِدُكَ. What if I don't find you there? What if I couldn't locate you there? قَالَ اطْلُبْنِي عِنْدَ الْحَوْضِ وَلَنْ تُخْطِئَنِي فِي إِحْدَى هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثِ. So look for me where I'm next to my pool. A pool that filled from Al-Kawthar, where the water will quench the thirst of the people who've been standing in the Day of Judgment. والحديث رواه الترمذي وهو صحيح. وذكر المبارك فوري رحمه الله علة جميلة في اختيار هذه المواطن الثلاث. Mubarak Puri said, why these three areas specifically the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to Anas radiallahu anhu? It is because this the area where you need the Prophet ﷺ intercession the most, where you need help the most. In the Sirat, in the Mizan, and when you approach the pool, because if you drink from it, your basically thirst will quench. And that's a good sign that everything comes area after that is easier. There is a skill on the Day of Judgment. A skill will be put for people. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describe us that it has two sides. One for the good deeds and one for the bad deeds. And which side go heavier, that's where we go with. And that's something that it has came in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ الْوَزْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَفَرْ بِإِجْمَعِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And anyone deny that there is the deeds will be weighted in the Day of Judgment is not a Muslim. And anyone deny that there is an actual skill is a مُبْتَدِعْ ضَال. كما قال الإمام أحمد هو يرد على الله ورسوله قوله. A person who rejects what Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will set up the scales of the justice on the Day of Judgment. So no soul will be wronged in that day. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Nothing will be, no injustice. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And even if a deed is the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just in that day. And sufficient, we are as vigilant reckoner. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ الْحَقِّ. The waiting on that day will be just, truth. As for those whose scales will be heavy with good deeds, only they will be successful. But those whose scales is light, they have basically doomed themselves for wrongfully denying our signs. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. And Surah Al-Qari'ah, most of you memorize it. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. In a blessed life, if your good deeds are heavy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. It's a deep hole. You will be falling into it, diving heads first. If your deeds, the skill of your deeds are light. It is so accurate. You know, sensitive scale today for gold, for standby, or in the labs, it's more accurate than that. مُسْقَالَ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلْ, a mustard of seed, it will detect it. Nothing will be left out. It is so big that Salman radiallahu anhu ardah said that in the day of judgment, if you bring the heavens and earth, the whole universe, the heavens and the earth that we are familiar with, the universe that we're familiar with, and you put them in one side of the scale, the scale will be bigger. That side of the scale would be bigger. Al-Malaika, when they saw that huge creation of Allah, لَمَّا رَأَوْ عِظَمْ هَذَا الْمِيزَانِ قَالَتْ الْمَلَائِكَ لِمَنْ هَذَا قَالَ لِمَنْ شِئْتُ مِنْ خَلْقِي. This is for those of my creation, for my I willed and I intended for my creation. فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَكَ. We did not worship you enough. If there is some people will come in the day of judgment, will be able to fill this scale with deeds, that's a great achievement. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه له لسان وكفتان. It has a tongue, it speaks. والزجاج رحمه الله قال هذا مما أجمع عليه أهل السنة. It is one of the things that أهل السنة agreed upon, that this is the description of الميزان. Some people think that, oh, al-mizan is not a scale. What God needs a scale for? He knows everything. He doesn't need to weigh it. هؤلاء طمس الله على قلوبهم وعلى أبصرتهم فلا عقل ولا نقل ولا حتى فطرة ولا إحساس كالمعتزلة ومن وبعض المعتزلة ولا حتى ليس كل المعتزلة أنكرها. Some of the people who said Allah SWT doesn't need, this is for grocery people in grocery need a قل شأن البقالين, they need a scale, but Allah doesn't need it. That's just nonsense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't weigh the deeds of people because he wants to know which one is more. No, he does that. It's a symbolic of justice that Mujahid qal, huwa al-adl. It's justice. It's a symbol of justice. Not to deny, Mujahid was not denying the mizan, but he was telling the purpose of it. It is to show his justice. Also, it's for nobody to plead against Allah. It's visually, you see your own deeds weighted in front of you. It shows his ability, قدرته على قلب الأعراض أعيانا فيقلب الأعمال الصالحة أعيان توزن. His ability to transfer something that it is intangible to be something tangible as an actual weight. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his knowledge of everything you've done, you see it in that skill. It shows his mercy, how one thing, you might look at something small, but it will be so heavy in your scale. And many other wisdoms. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu yaqul, صاحب الميزان يوم القيامة جبريل يرد من بعضهم على بعض فيأخذ من حسنات الظالم فيردها إلى المظلوم فإذا فنيت حسناته أخذت من سيئات المظلوم فوضعت على الظالم ومصداقه حديث المفلس. Jibreel will be standing next to the skill, handling it. A great creation like the mizan, handled by the greatest of the angels, was Jibreel alayhi salam. That when he sees a person who's been abused, he will take from the good deeds of the abuser and it will be put in the side of the abused. And if the abuser has no more good deeds, it will be taken from the abuser's bad deeds and will be basically from the abused bad deeds and will be put on the abuser's bad deeds. So the abused will have less bad deeds and it will be dumped onto the skill of the abuser, of zalim. There are so many things will be weighted in that skill. That's why Al-Quran عبر عنها بالموازين, not because there is multiple skills. Some scholars said there is multiple skills, and those who said multiple skills, they start debating what skills for. They said for each person a skill, for each nation a skill, for each type of good deeds a skill. But the truth is, linguistically, and the hadith tells about a skill. ميزان تملأ الميزان and الموازين يعني الموزونات, the thing that will be weighted are so many. كما قال حافظ حجر, Allah referred to the skill as skills للتفخيم. It's like when you refer to Allah as we. It's just to show the greatness of it. That's how the Arabs speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weight your deeds and will weight the records of your deeds. And also you yourself will be put in the skill. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is much heavier than the mountain of Uhud when he will be put in his skills, in the side of his good deeds. And the kafir will be brought, يُؤْتَ بِالرَّجُلِ السَّمِينَ الطَّرِيرِ, somebody 300, 500 pounds, big guy, will be put on the side of his bad deeds. He will not weight anything. لا يساوي عند الله جناح بعوضة. What can make your deeds so heavy? What's the heaviest things will be in your skill? لا إله إلا الله. التوحيد, الإيمان, the faith that you have in your heart. Also, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والحمد لله تملأ الميزان. Alhamdulillah will fill up whatever left in the side of your skill. The reward of it will be so much that it will fill it up. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بخن بخن ما أثقلهن. They are so heavy in your skill on the day of judgment. لا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله والله أكبر. And a righteous son or daughter will pass away during your lifetime, and you are patient with that. ولد صالح يتوفاه الله وتكون صابر عليه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أثقل ما في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة حسن الخلق حسن الخلق. The heaviest things in your skill on the day of judgment في حديث أحمد is good deeds. Every time you follow janaza, two qirat. You witness the janaza, you pray on it, you follow it until buried. Two qirat, each qirat like the size of Uhud in your skills on the day of judgment. Finally, one more thing. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من احتبس فرسا في سبيل الله إيمانا بالله وتصديقا بوعده فإن شبعه وريه وورثه وبوله في ميزانه يوم القيامة. يعني if you put something as an endowment, you said this is for the sake of Allah, will be only used for the sake of Allah. That thing that you have dedicated to be for the sake of Allah, everything related to it. And Nabi give the example, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the horse. But you can look to a car, you look to a house, you look to anything related to it. Even the Prophet and the food and the water that consume, even the waste of it. Everything will be put in your skill on the day of judgment. So anything that you dedicate, you put for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that related to it, it will be something you reward for it in the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who their good deeds are heavy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Sunnah also in the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia have told us about certain things can make your other side so heavy and can make your good deeds vanish quickly in your skills. One of it is a riya, showing off, that will have no weight in the day of judgment. Obviously, shirk, al-kufr, to commit kufr or shirk, no weight. Allah يجعلها هباء منثورة فقدمنا إلى ما قدموا من عمل. We take all their deeds and turn it to dust. Also, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was reported in a hadith ibn Majah يضعفه كثير من أهل العلم وهو حديث مخيف في الحقيقة. I never actually a little bit felt on the east sides knowing that this hadith is weak except this hadith because it's so scary. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم people will come in the day of judgment with mountains of good deeds كجبال تهامة بيضاء, mountains of good deeds. And Allah turned it to dust. They said, who are they? قال الذين إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. Those when they are alone, they commit sins. and they have no regards of Allah's rules. I mean, who doesn't? Many people, when they are alone, they become weak and they do haram stuff. But anyway, even though the ulama said it's correct, they meant the one who have no shame, no, he's basically showing off in front of people. In public, he's the shaitan's worst enemy, but in secret, he's his best friend. That's the one that Allah SWT is referring to here, or the hadith referring to. But let me end with this. To see how the sahaba's mindset is about the mizan and about the day of judgment and about preparing themselves for that day. And the hadith reported by Aisha radiallahu anha in Tirmidhi, قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقعد بين يدي رسول الله. A man came and he sat in front of the Prophet. قال رسول الله إن لي مملوكين. I have two people that works for me. يكذبونني يكذبونني ويخونونني ويعصونني. They lie to me, they cheat on me, and they disobey me. فأشتمهم وأضربهم. So I get mad, I say bad words to them, I beat them sometimes, you know. What is the deal with it? What do you see me? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاء يوم القيامة. See كيف الربط بين الدنيا والآخرة. How did Nabi say make that connection? He said when the day of judgment comes, يحسب ما خانوك وعصوك وكذبوك. Everything they lie, they cheat, they betray you or they disobey you in it. It will and your punishment for them, and will be put in the scales. If they are equal, you're safe. And if your punishment less than what they did to you, you are even in a greater position because you get reward for being forgiving. And if your punishment is more than what they have done to you, it will be taken from your good deeds and given to them. Listen, for every employer, الرجل. How this will be work? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will hasb. Allah the one who will judge. So he thought about it for a while and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma ajidu li wa li ha'ula'i shay'an khayran min mufaraqatihim. Ushhiduka annahum ahrarun. Ya Rasulullah, I couldn't take that chance. You know what? They are free men. They were his slaves. He said, they are free to go. I like for someone else who worked for me that, you know, I don't need to deal like that. Clean, you know, relationships. I don't want to take the chance of over punishing them in the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, this is something we should be conscious about, thinking more about. And I hope in future khutbas we can talk about the other two areas where no one will remember their loved one. But for now, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يثقل ميزاننا. And we continue to make the dua that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all evil and grant us all good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always aware of the akhirah and make our heart connected to akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcoming towards him or towards any one of his creations or the people that we deal with. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds and to forgive our sins, to accept our Ramadan, and to help us to continue to do good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfira li walidina wa an yarham al mu'minina wal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Yaghfir lana wa lahum ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم أنزل علينا رحمتك اللهم إنا نجعلك أن تجعلنا من مقيم الصلاة وذرياتنا يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد